From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time for her to have her child came, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. As a little boy, one of my favorite Christmas memories is when my older siblings and I, when we were finally at the age where we would not just be the recipients of gifts, but also try to buy Christmas gifts for our parents and for our grandparents and all those type of things. And my brother and I at this time were probably about 9 or 10 years of age. We had a paper route. We'd have to come home from school and fold the paper and then deliver the paper. Our older sister, she was already kind of babysitting. She was a teenager. And then there was my little sister, Mary. And I really thought she was a slacker. You know, she was 6 years old and she didn't have a job. But we all had paying jobs, right, as little kids. But my brother and I, we were saving our paper route money, our older sister was saving her money, and we were all now going to go buy those little presents for our parents. Well, Mary, being the youngest, I guess she felt kind of left out. And as I said, she was a slacker. She had no money. She wasn't doing any work. So Mary didn't know what to do. My dad's name is Joseph. He was a carpenter. So it was pretty clear what I had to do in this life, right, to become a priest. And it's not kidding, he truly is, Joseph the carpenter. But anyway, so in the shop that we had in Tenafly, where they would cut all the wood, the big kind of like buzzsaw type thing, there's always these little chunks of wood, a lot of sawdust. So Mary got the idea that she was going to get all of us presents. So she went into the shop, and she got all these little chunks of wood, and she wrote on them, each one of us got a block, and on my block it said, "To Steve, love Mary." It was written with green and red markers or whatever. And it was such a beautiful gift. And I've often thought about it, all of the gifts that I received as a little boy from Santa, all of the gifts I received from my parents or grandparents or godparents. Do you know, now as an adult, I literally can't describe any one of those gifts. I know they were meaningful to me at the time, and I know I appreciated them at the time, but the only gift all these years later that I can recall so vividly and so clearly was my little sister's lock of wood. Because it was a gift that truly came from her heart. I hope this year she won't get me another block of wood, but you never know. You never know how things can go. But it was a gift from the heart. Very special, meaningful gift. And whenever we think about Christmas these days, I think we do think about gifts, and that we spend so much time shopping and figuring things out. But the biggest gift is really the gift that God gave us on Christmas. The gift of God giving us His only begotten Son, of God the Father, creator of the universe, giving us Jesus, the greatest gift that we could receive. And like God, it truly was a gift from the heart, a gift that meant so much, and a gift that none of us will ever forget. And when I think about the gift that God gives me, and the gift that God gives to each one of us today at this Mass, I think it has a lot to do with today's first reading, where it describes this Messiah, this Jesus to come, as the Prince of Peace, that His peaceful kingdom will last forever. And then the last line of the Gospel, where the angels sing, "Peace on earth to those on whom His favor rests." So my desire for all of us during this Mass today is that we will receive God's gift. God wants to give each one of us peace. He wants each one of us to have a peaceful heart. Because when we have peaceful hearts, it's easier to have peaceful families. It's easier to have peaceful neighborhoods and peaceful places of work, peaceful states, peaceful nations, and ultimately, peace on earth. So that's the gift I think that God wants to give us, and I hope it's the gift each one of us will be ready to receive tonight. And then my last thought is, as a little kid, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but as a little kid, I used to think, it kind of stinks. There's only Christmas once a year. And you have to wait like 364 days to get Christmas again. But I want to share with you a little secret, something I discovered when I was in a seminary, and by now I get to live as a priest. But there is a little Christmas every day. And as a priest, I'm so privileged to be able to do it. Every day, I get to celebrate Mass. Every time we come to Mass, it is truly like a little Christmas. Because just as it was the miracle 2,000 years ago, that through this incarnation of God, God mysteriously comes into our world in a very simple form of a little baby in the arms of Mary, God came in that way. So too, every time we celebrate Mass, God comes onto our altars. God comes into our hands. And the word Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, literally in Hebrew, the word Bethlehem means house of bread. House of bread. And every time we come to Mass, we are here in the house of God, the house of bread. And I like to think that the little baby Jesus is giving a gift to each and every one of us. And that's the gift of Jesus to us in the Eucharist. And I want you to think about when you come up to receive Jesus in your hands at this Mass today. I want you to think about my little sister Mary and her little block. Steve, love Mary. And I want you to think of the little baby Jesus giving you a little piece of bread. Seems like nothing, but it's a gift that comes from his heart. And it has our names, each of our individual names. And he says to carry, love Jesus, receive my gift of peace.